Thank you. I now give the floor to the Ministry of the Interior.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to refer to several questions and recommendations that were raised by representatives of different countries and talk about the situation in the Republic of Tajikistan, including domestic violence and gender equality. On the basis of the law on prevention of violence in families adopted in 2013, a decree of the Ministry of Interior was adopted aimed at reducing violence in families. Over the last 4 years, we've started 580 criminal proceedings and over then 6,000 protocols related to administrative violations related to these crimes. And 253 persons were acquitted. In the Academy of the Ministry of Interior, a special training course on this issue is organized, and we have been implementing a special project with the Office of the High Commissioner on gender sensitivity and the adequate criminal prosecution of domestic violence in line with the decree of the Ministry of the Interior. We have created 17 positions that are occupied by women, among others, to investigate these questions. There is a special team of inspectors to combat domestic-based violence and family violence. And also we're carrying out preventive measures in the cities and regions of the country. There are 22 crisis centers and specialized units to combat domestic violence. Now, in the criminal code, we do not have a separate article for criminal prosecution for domestic violence, but depending on the type of harm, the criminal code provides for criminal responsibilities for causing harm to the health of individuals. Currently, in the new draft of the criminal code, we're discussing the question of including in the code of a special article that would ensure criminal responsibility for domestic violence. Now, on the situation of lawyers and journalists, according to our legislation, we guarantee the freedom of activities of lawyers. And also, the state is providing funding to those lawyers that provide their services free of charge to citizens. And also, training is provided, and also offices. No lawyer has been convicted for any politically motivated activities. Lawyers and journalists can carry out their functions in full freedom, and information pluralism is guaranteed by a large set of national and international documents adopted by Tajikistan. On 7th of February 2009, the president of the country signed a decree related to how public officials should react to critical statements in the mass media, where support is given to the mass media. All of the above is supported by the fact that the number of independent media outlets exceeds twofold the number of official outlets for mass media. And journalists have never and never will be subject to repressions because Tajikistan fully complies with its obligations under international instruments. Now, on enforced disappearances, I'd like to say that we have to say that many crimes related to enforced disappearances were carried out during the civil conflict when the work of law enforcement agencies, including the prosecutor's office, were weakened, even though the criminal code of Tajikistan does not include a specific article related to the question of enforced disappearances. Nevertheless, such actions are covered by the criminal code and are considered as either murder or abductions, and anyone who commits such crimes is subject to prosecution. And we are continuing our work in this area, and we have seen positive results. The access to internet in our country is not limited except by situations provided for by a law when, for example, the interests of the state or the public are threatened. And also in line with the laws of Tajikistan to combat terrorism, and in line with these laws, the functioning of sites may be blocked for a period of time, and this is done only on the basis of decision of the Supreme Court of the country. If it is determined that those who are related to this website are related with terrorist activities. Now, on gender equality and the situation of gender minorities, I'd like to say that in line with our legislation, the rights and freedoms of citizens are protected by the state. Everyone is equal before the law and the courts. The Constitution guarantees the freedom of everyone, regardless of nationality, gender, belief, political beliefs, education, social and property position. In light of these norms of the Constitution, the state protects the rights of LGBT persons, and those who undermine their rights are brought to justice. In the Republic of Tajikistan, the people belonging to the LGBT community have not been held responsible for any crimes. Now I'd like to give the